Candace Owens Unlist Ambush, BLM, Media, Athletes, Entertainers to Blame. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 13, 2020. Conservative firebrand and Blexit founder Candace Owens reacted to the ambush of two Los Angeles sheriff's deputies on Saturday by proclaiming that Black Lives Matter. BLM, the media, athletes, and the entertainment industry are to blame. Why else does this happen? Because when pea-brained athletes put the name of an alleged rapist on their helmets and jerseys, criminals begin believing they are acting as heroes. Owens tweeted Sunday, reacting to a video of the ambush posted by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD. Black Lives Matter and the complicit media organizations, athletes, and entertainers are to blame, Owens added. As Breitbart News reported, two LASD deputies were ambushed and shot as they sat in their patrol car in Compton, California on Saturday evening. The deputies were then rushed to the hospital after suffering multiple gunshot wounds in what appears to have been an unprovoked, close-range attack through the passenger window of their patrol car. Both deputies are currently fighting for their lives, according to a recent tweet by the LASD. Why does this happen? Because pea-brained celebrities that are idolized like LeBron James tell young black men that they are literally being hunted, added Owens in another tweet. This is the natural result of such hyperbolic, dishonest rhetoric. The racist, anti-police, Black Lives Matter lie is to blame, Owens affirmed. In May, Lakers star LeBron James claimed that blacks are literally hunted every day. On Sunday morning, Black Lives Matter, BLM, protesters allegedly blocked the entrance to an emergency room at an LA hospital where the two officers were being treated for gunshot wounds. According to the sheriff's department, protesters were yelling, "We hope they die," referring to the two deputies who were ambushed in the attack. "LeBron, can you help us?" chanted sign-wielding protesters into megaphones on Saturday night as they blocked at least two NBA charter buses from entering the Walt Disney World campus. Following the riots that have sparked across the nation since late May, corporations, athletes, media, and entertainers appear to have been placating the Marxist political organization known as Black Lives Matter in an attempt to avoid becoming its next target, while radical activists across the country try to force speech from innocent bystanders, proclaiming white silence equals violence. In July, Major League Baseball appeared to succumb to the Marxist organization when it announced it would be stenciling Black Lives Matter on the pitcher's mound during opening week. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AlmaStrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.